You're listening to Stateside from Michigan Radio. I'm Cynthia Canty. So all these cities and states will be tripping over one another trying to land this prize. But Richard Shearer of the Brookings Institution argues there's a real good chance Amazon already knows where it wants to build its second headquarters, and this is a faux competition. Richard Shearer is a senior research associate and senior project manager with the Metropolitan Policy Program at Brookings. Richard, your piece on the Brookings blog is titled Red Herring. Why do you see this RFP as a red herring?
I see it as a red herring in two ways. First, I see it as a kind of distraction from Amazon. They've set up this expectation of a competition when, in fact, it's very likely that Amazon already knows exactly where it wants to be. This is a very thoughtful, very competitive company that thinks years ahead. And so to think that they don't already have a very good idea of where they'd like to end up is kind of a farce. So my feeling is that they've set up this competition as a way to invite very generous bids where they can get some economic development tax incentives out of states and localities as a way of offsetting the costs of an expansion project. But in reality, there's really no need for the competition because they already know where they'd like to be.
So you're saying states and cities are just going to be pouring all these valuable resources, time and effort, and offering up breathtaking handouts, but it's a done deal in Amazon's head?
That's what I think, yes. And that's the second part of the red herring, is that this is going to become a distraction, a huge distraction for a great number of cities and states as they all bid to compete for what's already been decided.
So we have heard this tune before, haven't we?
Yeah, we hear it, all the time. Foxconn in Wisconsin a few months ago is another good example. Tesla did this last year or a couple years ago in Nevada. There's always a huge, huge prize on the horizon for economic development projects. And these corporations, large and small, do tend to play states and cities off of each other in this kind of game.
And do these big developments solve the problems that states and local governments hope they will?
Yes and no. In some states, you can land a big project that is transformative. And, you could argue that Amazon's second headquarters in Detroit or in Grand Rapids would be a huge, huge win that would really transform those places and attract a ton of talent, or that Tesla's investment in Nevada is fundamentally changing that state. But what tends to happen is instead of aiding or helping the residents of those places, people who already live in your state or in your city, these projects instead tend to invite a whole lot of people with a lot of talent from out of state who kind of float around and take good jobs and spend money in the local economy. But that doesn't necessarily directly affect or help anybody in your place. And that's a big problem because we know that states and cities today face a lot of challenges, social and economic challenges, that acutely affect their residents. And these big projects may or may not someday indirectly affect those folks. But in the meantime, they're going to be a huge boon to the corporations who get the money and to the people who move in to take those jobs.
Richard, if I'm an economic development director for a city, why wouldn't I want to cast my hook into the lake and catch this big fish? What do you think would be a smarter, better approach to winning big business development?
A smarter, better approach would be to go back and take a look at Amazon's RFP, their request for proposals, look at what they've listed as the assets that they're looking for in a city, and say, all right, how do I, as a leader, convince my constituents and my stakeholders that these are the investments that we need to be investing in on an ongoing basis, that these are the things that are going to make us the place of the future, that are going to set us up for not just resilience, but also for really spectacular growth and prosperity in the 21st century. And then that's how you become stickier not just for the next Amazon deal that may be on the horizon, but also just for the businesses and residents that already live in your place who need more opportunity, who need that growth. So I'd be going back and looking at the RFP and saying, okay, how do we invest in these assets so that we become more competitive rather than having to hand out a ton of money every time Amazon comes knocking?
Richard Shearer with the Brookings Institution, where he's with the Metropolitan Policy Program. Thanks so much for sharing your thoughts with us. It was an interesting piece, Amazon's Red Herring. Thanks so much.
Thanks for having me.